Thank you. I will try to be brief. Thank you for those excellent questions from the EU and the Argentinian delegation. So with regard to the registration question, USA indeed has the maintains the International Register of Space Objects. But of course, the register, the information in the register is, of course, very valuable for ownership information, liability kind of information, but I think could be further developed, enhanced to improve contact information for the operators of space objects. But certainly, it's not an operational tool that somebody on the operations floor would use the register. There's other information that's required to make operational decisions. And also, with regard to that, I can foresee a challenge maintaining not only the international register but also national registries in light of the very rapid increase in the number of spacecraft being launched, as we see these very large constellations being launched, how national regulators will be able to keep up with the deluge of new registrations and indeed the Office for Outer Space Affairs. So I'd be interested to know how the office will cope in future with this and whether they will need more resources. As to expanding the role of the office to exchange information on space objects and events, well, this is very much a decision in the hands of the member states as to whether they would wish to see the office's mandate expanded. Earlier on in this panel session, our distinguished Russian colleague reminded us of a proposal by the Russian Federation to establish a platform for the sharing of such information. And consensus could not be reached at that time on that proposal. And so whether such a role could be envisaged for USA in the future or some other body is a discussion that needs to be had among the member states. As far as I think the second question had to do with can technologies be used to facilitate the observance of compliance with some of these TCBMs? My answer would be yes, because much of what we are discussing here is around behaviors, not functions or capabilities. Functions and capabilities are very difficult to ascertain in a space object, but a behavior is something that can be seen. And we're starting to see a proliferation of SSA capabilities around the world, both government-owned and also in the private sector. So countries will have access to more sources of information through which they can independently verify what is happening and get a better understanding of contingency situations in space. So in brief, yes, I think technology will help with the verification of behavior-based TCBMs. Thank you.